Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of January 2018, and this is the 744th Mole Out Loud podcast. I had planned to do this podcast on my way into town, but which is what I am doing. I'm doing it right now, but there's a really strong and strong wind. There's definitely a wind coming straight at me and at the microphone. And I thought this would be more sheltered, this route, but it's not. So, I'm not sure how I'm going to go. In fact, I'm coughing now too. I'll just have to pause a minute. I've come to the other side of the street. It may or may not help a few houses in between me and the wind. The upper side is lovely because I can see through the trees to the city beyond and the water and everything. So I almost always go up there, but it is a bit more exposed. I do hope that you had a lovely Sunday. I certainly did. The weather these last few days has been really lovely, including today, in spite of what I've been saying about the wind, the breeze. Oh, the breeze is lovely too, just not that good for podcasting. I had a little adventure yesterday after ringing. One of the ringers said she'd take me over the bridge to the Eastern Shore to go and see an exhibition that I really wanted to see. Another friend of mine told me about it, and yesterday was its last day. So she drove me over, and it was just a little exhibition. It's a little collection of old buildings, once part of a farm, I think, and it's been turned into a little cultural centre, and the exhibition was in the old schoolhouse, so maybe it wasn't a farm at all. Anyway, it was in the old schoolhouse, and hello. It was about these 20 artists who had responded to one had all responded to the same thing, and the thing, or the four things that they were responding to, were a second-hand book and three pieces of paper that had been interleaved in this book, presumably as book tokens or maybe just to keep them flat. One of them was a packing list, a suitcase kind of packing list for travelling. A second was a luggage label with the name and address of a woman from Edinburgh. And the third piece of paper was a label from a Moscow hotel. And so these artists had been asked to respond to these four items. And there was a real mix of prints, a bit of someone had made a film, found objects. Really, really interesting. And the book, people had been responding to the book itself, which was, I can't quite remember what it was called. It was a sort of spaghetti western set in Anatolia. I realised that what I most responded to were those people who had created a story out of it rather than selected an image from it. And I guess that's just my turn of mind, because the other thing I kept thinking was how interesting it would be to give the same objects to 20 writers and see what they did of it, because you could so easily weave a novel out of it. Very tempting. All the items were from the 1970s, so it was a trip to Russia that had taken place in the 1970s, which made it all the more interesting, really. Oh dear, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop now. The wind is building up again. Hello again. It's quite late. It's nearly 9 o'clock, and I was just getting ready for bed when I realised I hadn't finished the podcast. In fact, I'd hardly even begun this podcast before needing to stop because of the wind and the traffic. Both those things were a bit strong, loud, whatever. So I've had an hour and a half of Qigong, and I managed to complete a list of things to do in town that was as long as my arm, or at least it would have been if my writing had been larger. And I just sort of got home and had my supper and and thought, oh yes, tonight's an early night, that's really good. Really good to have an early night. It might mean that I can get myself up early enough to do an early walk tomorrow. This morning it was so beautiful really early, and I just went back to sleep. And it was still beautiful later, but it was much hotter and a bit less beautiful than it would have been really early. But I did still do the loop, the summit loop, and got a good walk in. But now I'm quite sleepy. I'm tired in a lovely way, tired from relaxing at Qigong and tired from a walk on Loch Lofty and a walk into town as well. So a lot of kind of moving about, but also a day in which I've done what I intended to do, except this. and I will have done this quite soon. So I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to do what you set out to do. If you haven't, be kind to yourself and know that tomorrow brings another day. Maybe your day hasn't started yet, so everything is possible. I'm going to just close off now so that I can really have an early light, an early night, and not scupper that as an idea. I'm looking forward to an unplugged week next week. I've decided on the date. I've known for a few weeks that I've wanted to do it, but I haven't quite had the commitment to write it down, put it down as a particular date. And now that has happened. So I'm just wondering what shape that week is going to take. But meanwhile, I don't want to lose sight of this week either. So I'm still running those two thoughts parallel, how this week is going to work and how next week might work at a different sort of pace. Thank you very, very much for listening today. as always, and if you're about to go to bed, sleep well, or pfus gut, as we say in Switzerland. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.